So I'd like to introduce this afternoon Connie Fair, the President and CEO of BC Assessment Authority. And BC Assessment is one of our important sponsors. And as I've said previously, we could simply not put on these seminars without the support of organizations like theirs. And I'm just going to turn it right over to her, and she can just give you some information that she wants to you to take home with you, okay?
Okay, welcome. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for having me here today. I'm probably going to talk for about 10 minutes just about what BC Assessment does, but the first thing I wanted to say was congratulations to everyone here who has been newly elected or re-elected, and also to thank you all very much for the work that you do, because what you do in local communities is very, very important, and it's a tough job. So I'm very pleased that so many of you are willing to take on this responsibility. So who is BC Assessment and why should you care in your position with local government? I mean, basically, our job at BC Assessment is to give you a reliable tax base so that you can raise money through taxes to provide all the really important services that local governments provide. So it's really more than kind of a customer service provider relationship. It's really very much a partnership between BC Assessment and local governments. And the reason it's a partnership is because we can't give you good service without you helping us do it. So there's this huge amount of information exchange that takes place among the staff in your local governments and the staff at BC Assessment. So it really is a partnership where we need one another to be successful. And where that partnership is really important is in the quality of the information. We can't do a good job for you in providing a tax base unless we have really good quality data on property, and much of that data we actually get from you. So just to kind of give you a perspective on the work that we do, there's about 2 million properties in the province of BC, and every year we produce an assessment roll, which becomes your tax base, which provides an estimate of value for each one of those properties. And we do that with about 650 staff. So to give you some perspective, BC Assessment has been around for 40 years. We were created in 1974. When we were created, we had 879,000 properties on the first assessment roll. We had 700 staff. So we're now about 2.5 times larger, and we have less staff. So one of the things that we've really had to do is invest a ton of money in technology and invest a lot of time in developing good relationships so that we have cheap, inexpensive ways to get good quality information. So just in terms of the assessment roll, which was just produced, we're in our inquiry period right now, and I can tell you a little bit about how that's going. The total value of the properties is about $1.2 trillion. We added 19,000 properties to the assessment roll, so about $18 billion, which is up. So that tells us slowly but surely the economy is getting better. You know, it was down as low as $13, $14 billion in the heyday of real estate activity. We were up around $30 to $35 billion we were adding to the assessment roll. So we added 19,000 properties, and to kind of give you a sense of how much that is, the city of Vernon has about 18,300 properties. So we're adding something about the size of Vernon to the assessment roll each year. So what's really important to us is that we not only do a good job of adding that information, and that information is really, really important to you because that really forms your kind of your new tax dollars every year. It's really the new construction, which from a local government perspective is a new property that is paying taxes for the first time. So it becomes money that you can use that is not being paid by existing taxpayers. So we do a pretty good job of getting that new information on the roll. The challenge we have is keeping, the 99% of the properties that are on the roll, keeping that up to date. That is really our challenge. So we've undertaken some very innovative activities in the last few years to try and be able to do that much less expensively. And one of the things that we've started doing is we actually now update property just using photos. So we get aerial images, we get orthophotos, and we get oblique images, which are 45-degree shots of properties, north, south, east, west side, and we do street front photos. And we actually have software tools where we can measure additions to the properties. So we've managed to do almost a quarter, so almost a half a million properties using aerial imagery. And the interesting thing from your perspective is we often share that imagery with you. Sometimes we share the cost with you because often local governments need the same images that we do. So to the extent that we can partner and share, it's costing each of us half as much as it would otherwise. But just to give you a perspective on updating those half million properties using aerial images, we were actually able to add $3.3 billion in new construction to the assessment roll. So it's typically people that aren't taking out building permits and doing things to their property. And of course, if they don't take out a building permit, then we don't get a trigger to tell us that something has happened. Now, what that $3.3 billion in new inventory has done, it's added 11.3 million per year to local government revenues, and it's added 6.3 million in school taxes each year. So it's significant, and we're going to continue pushing that program. Every dollar that we've invested in that program has returned $3.32 in taxes per year. So it's a very good program. And I really encourage you to encourage your staff to partner with us in working on these programs. Something else that we've done is a building permit system. So BC Assessment gets about 60,000 building permits a year. And, you know, as you can imagine, with every local government, they come in a different format, they come with different information, and it can be really challenging for us to translate that information into data that we can add to the single property assessment roll. So what we did was we piloted with seven local governments last year kind of a standing building permit report where the local governments actually added the small amount of data that BC Assessment needed so that we could keep your assessment rolls up to date. That added another 1.9 million in new construction. And as a result of that pilot, we now have 15 local governments that have signed up in 2015 with another 14 more in progress. So something else, I would really encourage you to have staff contact us if they haven't signed up already to look into this building permit process because it will really help us keep your assessment roll up to date. Another one that we have been part of is something called Parcel Map BC. So one of the really important assets that the province of BC lacks, and I would say it's the only province in the country in this situation, is a single electronic map for the province. So mapping is incredibly important in our business and in so many different businesses, for utilities, for anyone who's looking across municipal boundaries, having some kind of electronic map to work with is really important. So there were a number of agencies that really needed this, and they all came together in an organization which you may have heard of called ICIS, the Integrated Cadastral Information Society. All of your local governments are members of ICIS, and all of them agreed to contribute any electronic mapping data they had so that we could all access it and use it. That's now going one step further, and the Land Title and Survey Authority has taken on the responsibility to work with that initial data and build a single electronic map across the province. So many of you here, I know, are from regional districts. So this is really important for you because when you're working within a regional district, you don't want to work, you know, with mapping data that's different between municipalities. You really need that single electronic map too. So what BC Assessment has done is we partnered with the Land Title and Survey Authority. We've developed a grant program because we know for many local governments it will be costly for them to adopt a province-wide map. And so there is funding available, which is being being administered through ISIS, and you, as I say, you're all members of ISIS, to help local governments make any mapping transitions that they might need to make to move to this single province-wide map. And then the last thing I added, because I thought, gee, this will be of interest to this crowd, is something that we've just created called a service boundary web map. So lots of you here know that there are, you have minor taxing jurisdictions. So there will be a service that is being provided to a small number of properties within your area, and you want that coded so that those particular properties are taxed to help pay for that service. And, of course, this coding is, you know, has been a woefully neglected for many years, and we were very concerned that it wasn't correct, which, of course, meant some people that were paying taxes probably shouldn't have been, and some people that weren't paying taxes probably should have been. So what we've done is we've developed a web map, again demonstrating the importance of having electronic mapping, and made that available to staff in the regional district so that they can audit it. In addition, we created a tool so they could do what-if analysis. So if you were looking to offer a new service to a particular area, you could actually draw a boundary around that area, figure out what the assessed value was, and what you would have to charge the property owners in terms of taxes. So just another service that we provided to local governments. There's lots and lots of stuff happening right now, and I would really encourage, if you want to invite the local assessor to ever come and speak at a meeting, they're only too happy to do that, as well encouraging your staff to keep in touch with us. So that's really my message here today, is to make sure that we continue with this strong partnership, because we want to do a really great job for you, and we can only do that really great job if you're helping us and really partnering with us, and as always reaching out to us if you have any questions. I would encourage you, if you haven't done so yet, to go onto our website. We really, really upgraded our eValue BC this year. It's got all kinds of wonderful data about property, and it's also available with maps and often with photos. So what I would encourage you in your capacity in local government is, when you need property information, to reach out to your local office, because I'm sure that in many cases they would be able to help you. So enjoy the rest of your conference, and thank you once again for giving me an opportunity to speak. I'll be around outside for a while if anyone has any questions. Oh, you have one right now. Yes. Yeah, Parcel Map BC will absolutely be public. So our Land Title and Survey Authority is working on it right now, and what it will be is a single kind of legal base of the properties in the province, and will have public access. Well, it depends, right? Because people could take it and they could build tools to make it interactive. So your jurisdiction could adopt it and certainly could build tools on top of it. Yes? Yeah, so the question was, are there any privacy implications with the data we're making available? No, the requirements that we put on things like street front photos are actually stricter than the requirements under Freedom of Information legislation. So we contract with an organization to take those street front photos, and then we have them cleansed. So we have, you know, license plates removed, people removed. If there's toys in the yard, they have to go back later. So we put very strict requirements on privacy. Anyone else? No? Okay. Well, as I say, I'll be outside if you want to tap me on the shoulder and catch me in the next little while. Thank you. Thank you very much, Connie. Now, you know, this is a great example of how sometimes people's property taxes can be lowered because the pool of people that are paying into something all of a sudden got bigger.
You know, and if you're only collecting to a maximum, say, of $5,000, and, you know, instead of 55 people paying, all of a sudden there's 75 people paying, and you're only collecting that $5,000, it reduces the amount. So, you know, we really appreciate the efforts that BC Assessment has gone to try and make the mapping and the information more accurate and capture some of the people that have kind of fallen through the tracks. It adds to our coffers, that's for sure. So thanks for taking the time to come, and thank you very much for sponsoring.